Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Randy and I'm on a recorded line.
Hello, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Diana, and her phone number is, give me one second.
Sure.
Her phone number is 619-538-0182.
0182. Do you know how to
She's,
spell her first name?
yeah, it's DANNA. Diana is her first name.
Okay, thank you. Do you have her last name or
Yeah,
should I get it from her?
sure. I have the last name.
Let it.
It's Fajering, like F as in fan, E as an elephant, G as in Joker, A as an apple, R as in red, A as an apple, N as in Nancy, G as in gut. So that's her last name. She's on the other line, so
Okay,
can
go
I
ahead and
connect you with
transfer.
her?
Yes, please. I'll help her out. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hello. Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Hi, Deanna. My name is Randy. I am on a recorded line and I can help you with your hair relaxer claim, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Now, do I have the correct spelling of your name? DENNA?
No, it's actually D apostrophe capital ANNA.
Thank you. And then could you spell your last name for me, please?
F as in Frank,
Hitting the
DJARANG.
keyboard, I wiped out the window. No one Angie.
understands
I couldn't quite understand the transfer agent. I do apologize.
my voice. It's okay.
Mine's easy. It's Reese like the peanut butter cups, okay? Randy Reese. So now.
REESE.
Yes,
Perfect.
ma'am. And I'm actually gonna yes, ma'am. I'm gonna text you my contact information here in a second during this call so you know how to get a hold of me if we
Okay.
should become disconnected. I'm here in Irvine. I notice you have a 619 number. Are you in California also?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
I have not.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to ask this again, but it is housekeeping. For compliance purposes, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, Deanna, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Okay, now, did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, now, were you or a loved one, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer, ma'am?
Yes.
And was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you happen to know the subtype? Was it clear cell, epithelial?
I'm
If
so
you
sorry. What was the question
do you
again?
happen the subtype, and if you don't know it, that's okay, but if you do know it, it helps. The subtype of the ovarian cancer.
Subtype.
Subtype, like what was it? Because sometimes it could just be diagnosed as ovarian cancer, certain stages 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't need to know that. I just need to know if there is a particular subtype. If you don't know it, that's fine. We can still move on.
Clear cell type, is that
Yes, it
right?
is. That's exactly what I'm looking
Okay,
for.
perfect. Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
And
I
it,
wasn't.
no, and
No,
I'm
you're
so sorry.
welcome.
I don't mean to confuse it, but I am really, first of all, I'm sorry you had to go through this. How's that? I really am.
Yeah.
Now,
Well.
are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know the date that you were diagnosed with the cancer?
The date, let me see, it was April. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find my car.
That's okay. And I can help a little bit because April, you know, that's kind of the beginning of spring, things like that. Do you remember anything significant? End of the school year, maybe? I don't know how long you were using it for.
April 18th of 2024, so just recently.
That's when you were diagnosed. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
Oh, there we go. Her name is Dr. I can't really pronounce Parang Kamali.
Where's she located?
Sharp Chula
I'm sorry, I
Vista.
heard the Chula.
Sharp Chula Vista Medical
Oh,
Center
she's
in
at
Chula.
Sharp. That's okay. I actually took a claim from somebody else who went there, Sharp and Chula Vista. And
oh, wow.
Let me
I'm
see
sorry.
If I
I'm
can.
Going to actually disconnect you. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, I know what you did.
Okay.
You got in your car. You transferred me to your car, right?
I actually had you on my AirPods because it was hard to hear. So, yes, now you're connected to my car.
And I can hear you much better. Listen, I already have. I actually never closed the tab from my client earlier about Sharp's Chula Vista. Is that where you were at?
Oh, yes, Sharp Chula Vista.
The one at 751 Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. That's a coincidence. It's all that is,
Candy.
I promise you. Okay, no, I've got it
Candy
already.
Diego. Okay.
Okay, so no worries. Let me just copy and paste that. Plus, we are in Irvine, like I said, so I'm very familiar with San Diego.
Have you been out here?
More times than I'd even like to admit, because I've kind of watched it get taken over by a certain group of people, and it's, you know, what it is. It is what it is. It's America's finest city. And can you try to spell that doctor's name for me?
P-O... U-R-A-N-G, Kamali, like my daughter's name.
Kamali.
Kamali, yes, correct.
Okay. Let's see if I can find him. I found him. Wow, amazing. First try. Came right up. Okay. Now... Dr. Kamali, he was your diagnosing doctor. Is he also your treating doctor?
My treating doctor?
Yeah, did you?
Yes.
Okay. And did you go back there to, and I'm actually kind of skipping ahead a little bit. Did you go back down there to Sharps in Chula Vista for your treatments as well?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to get back to that in a second, but it's easier just to do that when I have both of the medical facilities, you know, being discussed at the same time. So bear with me. Then I can just copy and paste it. It'll make it easier. Trust me, it'll flow better for you. Okay, there's the address and then the phone number. Okay, perfect. And again, thank you for your patience. This really only takes a few more minutes and then you'll be on your way. I know. Sounds like you might have just got off work or something.
I did, yeah, and it's traffic right now, so it's like, I'm actually just sitting in my car to finish talking to you, so I don't get distracted.
good. Don't do that. I got to go to Irvine, from Irvine to Corona here in a little bit, too, when you and I are done, so I'm going to do the same thing. But listen, it'll lighten up a little bit for you by talking to me, I hope. Okay. Now, did you use, this is a required question, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you received that diagnosis with cancer?
Yes, L'Oreal.
Yes, I'm going to ask you that in a second. Now,
oh, sorry.
No, that's good because I'll remember you answered that. Now, did you use...
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. And you never, and currently do not live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
And how many times on average per year would you say you used hair relaxer before you got your diagnosis? Just on average.
Like 6 times.
So maybe
8 times.
Maybe every other month and then occasionally for like a special purpose or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear it all the time. That's how I know this stuff. I never used it. Trust me. Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth, young lady?
11/11/1997.
1997. And were you ever, and I have 11/11/1997, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you said that very quickly. Thank you. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Breast cancer, no.
Okay, or Lynch syndrome?
Lint, like L-I-N-T?
No, L-I-N-C-H. Chances are if you were, you would know it. So it's called Lynch syndrome?
Okay, yeah, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, were you in California the whole time when you were using the hair relaxing products?
Yes.
And approximately, just to your best memory, when did you start using those products?
I would say it's been a couple years.
No, think about it, because usually there's like high school things like that that might help jog your memory. I do kind of help jog. I can't coach you, but I can help jog your memory.
A while, actually, years.
Well, think about how old you were when you started using it. And then maybe the beginning of the school year, before school year started, end of the summer, something like that. Do you think?
I would say about 10 plus years.
Okay. So maybe in 2014 you started using the hair relaxer.
Yeah.
And when do you, what month do you think?
I would say like, oh man.
I promise the next question will be easier, but this one, it is a required question, so.
You know what? Actually, I think 10, it would have to be
Well, think about this.
actually.
In 2014, what were you doing in 2014? Did you work? Did you go to school? What were you doing?
I was working, yeah, I was in high school working. Actually, I would say it was about sophomore year, so maybe like, yeah, like sophomore 2013
Okay.
as of 2013, or yeah, 2000, yeah, 2013, I would say maybe like October, September, October, around there.
Okay, we can go
Before,
with, how about we go, and I don't want to coach you, but when you say September, October, would you say October 1st would be a safe guess?
like ending of September, let's
Okay,
do that.
that's fine. That's fine. And pick a day in the end of September.
27.
Okay, so you're thinking you use the hair relaxer from 9/27/2013. Now, I promise the next one can be easier because this might coincide with your diagnosis date. When did you stop using the products?
Actually, just recently, see, I stopped using it. So I was diagnosed April 24. I would say maybe sometime this year.
But that would be prior, and it does, this isn't a required question, but is that, I'm trying to help jog your memory. You didn't use it after you got your diagnosis, did you?
Oh
Right, okay, good. So this would have been sometime in January, February, or March, chances are that you
yes,
used it.
let's do January, February. Let's do January. The be no, let's do February.
Okay, pick a day.
14th.
Okay, of 2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is a kind of a repeat. It says, how often did you use and apply these products? You kind of told me that you did it about 6 to 8 times per year, maybe a couple more times if there was a special occasion. That's
Yeah.
pretty close to monthly. And I will put in the notes that it was actually 6 to 8 times. So let me scroll down and do that. Would you say it's more like 10 times per year? What would you say? You want to stay with approximately every other month?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We'll stop there. Hold on. I'm putting that in the notes. We're good. The qualification is much less than that, so you're fine, and I appreciate your honesty, okay? Now continuing on.
Sorry, I just had a long day, so I'm just
Now, during those years that you used the products, was that, did you use it consecutively, meaning did you use it all the way from when you said back in 13 all the way to 24? Did you use it for 11 years consecutively? In other words, did you always straighten your hair?
Yeah, my hair's straight. It's
Okay.
yeah,
So yes, you did use it consecutively for
yeah,
11
I
years. Okay.
did.
Now, did you mostly do this at home?
I did, yes.
And do you know which products you use? Did you use L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely? What did you use? Soft and Beautiful?
I actually use the dark and lovely one.
Okay.
The popular one.
It's the number one people tell me. Hold on a second now. I'm just double checking everything here. We really are almost done. You're almost to the end here. And a lot of it I'm going to be able to pull from what you've already given me. So just make sure we have everything so far. And yes, you did use the hair relaxer. You're a client. You're a citizen of the United States. Yes. Okay. All right. Continuing on. What type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
Chemo. And of course, they gave you meds also.
Yes.
Morphine. How many cycles of chemo did you get?
Six.
And how, do you remember the date that they started those treatments? It would have been sometime around your diagnosis date. Usually within days.
Yeah.
So, and this will come out in the record, so just your best, your approximate will work for this.
I'm sorry, what was the question one more time?
When did you start receiving treatments? Or the question is, can you give me a treatment date?
Date.
Right. So it would be, you might even be undergoing treatment still, but did your treatments start shortly after your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. How long would you say afterwards? A week, 2 weeks?
Oh, man. So I was diagnosed April.
And I don't know, maybe you could go to your Google Calendar. May, okay.
April. Yes, May. May 27th.
Okay, thank you. 2024, May 27th, 2024. And again, that was Dr. with Kamali in Chula Vista at the medical center there at Chula Vista, correct?
Correct.
Okay, please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And please spell your first name for me again.
C-A-N-N-A.
Isn't there an apostrophe in it?
I'm sorry. Yes, sorry.
Okay, no, I was. This is for confirmation. I was actually paying attention when you said it last time. Okay.
So okay. I just wasn't sure if you're writing it or on the computer. So yes, it's D apostrophe capital A N N A.
That's how I have it, young lady.
The computer won't let you do it, so I'm just used to saying D A N N A.
You're fine. You're funny and fine. So please spell your last name for me, Deanna.
So it's F as in Frank, E-J-A-R-A-N-G.
So I have F-E-J-A-R-A-N-G.
Yes.
Any suffix to your name?
No.
And please give me your social security number.
586. Oh, wait, can I do that over the phone?
Yes, you can. This is a secure line.
Oh, okay.
I promise you this is secure. We have to be compliant purposes. We have to be. I take claims all day long. Well, not all day long, but 8 to 5. And it is a requirement. That's how you are identified. So
okay.
You're fine.
Just making sure. 586. I'm kind of scared.
Do this. Go do this. Go to your Google search bar right now. Put in my name, Randy Reese, in Corona, okay. California. I will come right up and you'll see where I work. I work at Mass Tort Strategies. What you're filing the claim for right now is a tort. It's a little bit different than a civil lawsuit, meaning that these claims generally pay out a lot more because each case is based on its merits. You know, like on a civil lawsuit, if let's say, hypothetically, if the settlement was $100, everybody splits that $100 and gets the same amount. That's not how these torts work. Did you find me, by the way? It's, as much as I hate to admit this, Google even has my home address in Corona on there. So if you're worried about anything, I am not hard to find.
Randy Reese, what?
Corona, California. And you'll feel safe once you do that.
Okay. I think I found you. All right.
Yes. Do you see my address on Vivian Circle in Corona? I wish I could get Google to take that off there. It is not fair that they put my actual personal home address on there, but they do. Okay.
Yeah, you can't hide anything.
There's
okay.
586-337-950. 7950. Okay, thank you for that. Now, give me
You're
your
welcome.
Best. Give me your best email, please.
DannaFAng, DJarang.
All right. Do the part after your name, Deanna. F, and then what? Slow down just a little bit.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. 01@gmail.com.
So I have your first name and then your last name, 01@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on. I've already got your last name.
All right. Where am I going? Oof.
You truly are seconds away from being done. Well, minutes. How about
Thanks.
Minutes? Let me read this to you again. DannaFEJarana01@gmail.com.
No. So FEJARANG.
G.
G01@gmail.com.
Okay, let me scroll back up. Oh, you know what? I do have it right. My hearing's a little off, I swear.
No, it's okay. I hear you on that.
You've been there before.
It's so hard.
All right. Okay. Now, your phone number, is this a cell phone that we're on? This area code 619-538-0182. Is this a cell phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Both.
Okay. Do you have a best time of the day that you like to be contacted?
I would say like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Okay. And please give me your contact address.
Like number, right?
Yeah. Your where do you live?
Oh, okay. Address 617 San Jun Street, Spring Valley, California 91977.
Sand, what's the name of the street?
June, J-U-H-N.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have 617 San June?
Yes.
There it is.
Street?
Street. It's not San Juan, it's San June, correct?
Yeah, it's J-U-H-N.
J-U-H-N. That would be why it keeps giving me all these other ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
And that's in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay. Spring Valley, actually. I know where that is. You used to have your only exit there. Is there an apartment or anything there, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And can you please confirm that your medical records do exist? You don't necessarily have to have them in your possession, but can you please confirm that they do exist, being that your diagnosis
yes.
is so recent? Do you happen to have my chart or anything?
My chart?
Yeah, on your phone, any app like that?
I don't.
Okay, don't worry. I don't need you to have it. The only thing is that the attorney's one of the forms that I'm going to ask you to sign is to pull your medical records. But since you've confirmed that they exist, if they have any difficulty getting the records, you can help them get those records and provide them to them electronically or by mail, correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Now, last question, and this is the toughest one. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So what I need is, I need a first name, a phone number is all, and who they are to you. And then I'm going to have one more question that I have to go back up and ask. So can you give me a first name of someone we could contact if we can't get a hold of you?
Okay. Kathy?
C or a T? I mean,
a K.
K, sorry. You knew what I meant. Kathy? And what? go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead. What were you asked? So it's Kathy. Do you need her last name?
No, phone number.
Okay. 619-766-6123.
6123. And she's your friend?
A friend, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hold on. There's got to go back up here. There's one more thing. And this thing pops up after we get to the bottom, so I got to find it. It's not always in the same spot, so just bear with me. And that, I promise you, will be the last question. Okay, and sometimes the Google map doesn't put in California. I don't know why it does that. And again, there is no apartment number, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And have you ever done DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, here's the question that pops up afterwards. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? I know.
Yes.
It's a little, okay, good. Thank you. You got that. Ah, thank you. It's a little confusing. So we do have a firm. They'll accept your case. And I'm going to be sending you a document right here for you to sign. And once you do that, it's going to come via text as well as phone. And I am going to send you, it's spinning right now, so it's still doing its thing. I'm going to, as promised, although you already have it from Google, I'm going to send you my contact information here in Irvine.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard me laughing. Yeah, I'm going to call you at home, Randy. Okay.
Okay, I got the text. Let me see.
Okay. And if you've done DocuSign before, even if you're just, you can do it. Just take a look at it. The first thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive documents electronically from me. Click that and then just follow the prompts. And then there's your first claim. Okay. And the firm that's going to be representing you, it's called Pulaski. We abbreviate, there's a lot of names behind Pulaski. We just call it Pulaski AD4. And the full name is on the contract that you're going to have. And I'm sending you their phone number as well via text.
Okay. Adopt and sign. Adopt and sign. Oh, draw your initials. Oops.
Thank you for catching that, because they'll ding it if somebody puts in a signature where it's supposed to be initial. So I really thank you for catching that.
Initial. Okay. Signature. There we go.
Perfect. Give it a second. It'll come back to me, and then we're going to be all done. Make sure you got those two texts for me, the one with my direct line here in Irvine, as well as Pulaski.
Oh, wait. It was open in another browser.
Let me see something here.
Fine.
Yeah, I have that you viewed it, but I don't have the completed doc back yet. Hold on. No, I don't. The thing that you don't have to download the app that it asks you at the end of that. Let me go into my DocuSign.
It's
see
fine.
If they're just lagging.
Okay, go big truck. All right, might as well. Oh my God, don't hit me. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Continue. Continue. I think I just started it again.
That's okay. It says on this end that it's waiting for you, so it knows that you're in it. It doesn't exactly tell me exactly where you're at.
Fine. Oh, initials. Okay, there we go. All done.
Give it a sec to me. Now, listen, I want to thank you for your patience. I know you just got off work. I'm going to get off work now. I promise. Everybody's out of here but me. So I do thank you.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good thing, because actually I take the toll road every day, and traffic will actually have died down a little bit. So this is cool.
How long does it take, like an hour, 2 hours?
No, I allow myself about an hour and 15 minutes, but I can usually get home in about 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah, but coming in, it's just depends. Every day is different. Today was really foggy. There's a whole bunch of fog up on the pass. So it took a little longer.
Oh, yeah. Same down here.
Yeah. Well, I've been down there in San Diego when it's super, super foggy. Quite a bit, actually. My wife and I used to go down there. We spent our honeymoon, believe it or not, there. We're here in California. You'd call that nuts, but that's how much we like San Diego. So,
right.
But it is really nice. And so the thing on this is that what's going to happen, it's late today, so you'll be getting a verification call from the attorneys, but you're not going to go through everything that we just went through, meaning that full thing. And it's basically more of an intro call, that type of thing. You're free to ask them any questions you may have concerning settlement amounts and anything. You didn't ask me, and I appreciate that, Deanna. I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts, but they can. So if you have any questions about that, the other thing you could do is go to Google, because you do have a claim and you are represented by an attorney. I'm so sorry that you had to go through everything that you went through. I'm really very passionate about fighting these claims. I know we've kind of had a little bit lightness to this, but in all seriousness, it's profits before people. And the only way you're going to stop these guys is by doing what you just did, and that's participating in these claims, ma'am.
Oh, I know. Totally.
So crazy. I do thank you for that. And feel free, again, as I said already, to give my name and number to any other ladies that you know, that, you know, even if they have a concern, if they want to talk about that, for sure. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
No, thank you so much. And you have a blessed day, and you take care of yourself. Okay.
You too. Drive safe.
Yeah. Yes,
have
ma'am.
A good night.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.